May I begin, or?
Chair, are we ready?
Oh, sorry. Call the meeting back to order.
Our next case is case number 12,425. Rollin and Lisa Bell seek variances from the front yard, corner front, and side yard setback requirements for a proposed and existing structures, section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Beach Avenue and Pierce Avenue, approximately 818 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1, and the 911 address is 2 Beach Avenue in Rehoboth Beach, and the zoning district is MR Medium Density Residential, and the tax parcel is District 334, map 23.06, and parcel 93. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5.34-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed elevator and balcony on the west side of the dwelling. And additionally, they are also seeking variances of 0.3 feet from the 15-foot front corner yard setback on the north side for the existing house, and a 0.31-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for the existing dwelling. And to date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns. Thank you.
And Mr. Whitehouse, go ahead.
So this has been advertised for the front yard, corner front, and side yard setback. But there's some interesting history to this application in that it has been before the Board of Adjustment before.
In 2006.
Yeah, I think we have the date of the original meeting. So January 4th of 2006. So I don't know.
I wasn't here then. The board at that time determined, and this was allowable and has been the case in some respects, where there are homes that border the Atlantic Ocean or water body where they would make that the front yard. Now this one has a road to what we would consider the rear. We've advertised it for front yard because frankly that's really a front yard in many respects because it's off a road as well. However, at the time of the hearing in 2006, it was determined that the setback from that road would be 10 feet. They didn't necessarily refer to front, side, corner, front, or what have you. They said west, south, or east, or north. So for purposes of what we have here, the variance is from what is a front yard, but it's off of Pierce Avenue, and from a corner front, which is off of Beach Avenue. I know it's weird. It's not one that we see a whole lot, but there is some background to that. Your packet does have copies of the minutes from that prior hearing. So I wanted to make sure that was clear for the record because it is something we don't see very often.
Can you please repeat that? So your the way it was advertised is correct then? So front, we're seeking the 5.34 yes. Front, 0.3 front corner, and then 10 side.
Correct. And the minutes on this will reflect that as well.
Okay, I'll begin. Good evening, Madam Chair and Board. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here tonight on behalf of Rollin and Lisa Bell, represented in their application by Ray Tomasetti, who had a conflict this evening, and by me tonight at this hearing to request 3 variances for their Rehoboth Beach property. Mr. and Mrs. Bell seek 3 variances, 1 for proposed structures and 2 for their existing home, to remain in its current location. As Ms. DeVore stated, their property is located on the corner of Beach Avenue and Pierce Avenue near Coastal Highway with an address of 2 Beach Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. For sake of not being repetitive, I will not repeat the discussion that we just went through in terms of what's considered the front, side, and rear yard. But tonight here, the Bells are requesting 3 variances. The first variance is for a 5.34-foot variance from the 10-foot front yard setback to allow for a proposed elevator and cantilevered balcony on the west side of their home. The second is for a 0.3-foot variance from the 15-foot front corner to allow the home to remain in its current location. And then finally, a 0.31-foot variance from the 10-foot side setback on the west side of their existing home to allow, again, the home to remain in its current location. Rather than addressing the five criteria separately, I would like to address them together because the elements are the same and have the same points in support of each request. To begin, uniqueness, the lot shape and buildable area of the lot are unique in that the Denrec building restriction line affects the placement of the building and proposed elevator and proposed cantilevered balcony on this property. Due to the unique nature of this lot, the house had to be built in its current location and was built before my client. Therefore, the proposed elevator would need to be built in the proposed location rather than somewhere else on the property. It cannot otherwise be developed, considering that the Denrec building restriction line and the regulations governing beach protection and use of beaches in effect since August 11, 2016, all structures, including an elevator like the one proposed, must be constructed seaward of the Denrec building line and must be above base flood elevation. And given these regulations, there's no possibility that the elevator could be placed anywhere else. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The home was previously built by a previous owner. Yes, there were changes made as reflected in the application through the four-step program with Denrec, but the footprint remained relatively the same. The practical difficulty is that given the location of the existing home, the construction of the elevator must be constructed seaward of the Denrec line, as I've previously stated. Number four, the placement of the elevator shaft and home remaining in the current location will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district in which the property is located. There are like-kind homes of this kind in this area and in this community. Finally, the variance is a minimum variance needed to construct the elevator shaft that is 6.5 feet by 6.5 feet on the west side of the existing building. The variance is also minimum in terms of allowing the home to remain in its current location. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
A couple.
Sure.
So Mr. and Mrs. Bell did not build the house?
The original home, but they did make alterations to the home after they purchased it.
And did they get a building permit and did they have a CO?
Yes, they do, I believe. Is that correct, Jamie?
We just checked in.
When was the house built?
Originally, I am not sure, although I do know that they purchased the home in 2006. So prior to that, there was a home there.
This says 2005.
2005, I apologize, it's on the deed. So they purchased in 2005.
And the house was already there?
There was a home there.
And now they want to add an elevator?
Yes.
And is it because of health reasons?
They have elderly grandparents, so they want to make it easier to get into the house. That's really why we're here. Mm-hmm. And they've already gone through the Denrec approval process as well.
We don't have copies of the documentation, but it's my understanding that there are no outstanding building permits on this property, and everything has been closed out. So
we just didn't check it, or it was built so long ago that
correct
it wasn't caught. Okay. Anybody have any other questions?
Just a clarification for my own. Elevator has to be built seaward, according to Denrec.
No.
Did I hear that?
Yes, seaward. That's how it's described, but it's actually that it would be built behind the home. It's just the way that they define that.
Not towards the sea.
Not towards the sea.
Away from
it's
them.
A straight way to
so I want to make sure I understand.
I agree.
Where we're putting this.
Yeah, we're putting the elevator behind the house. So off of Pierce Ave right there.
Depending upon what you call the front.
Exactly, right. But yeah, depending on how you would orient
the
yourself.
House, the, yeah. Towards the
near
street.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So because of the DENREC regulations, how much of that lot is unbuildable?
Is unbuildable?
Well, looks like to me quite a lot there.
Yeah, I think that it's...
That's why they had to put it toward, all the way toward the front. Look out.
Yeah, and that's why...
See that yellow line there where the arrow is?
Right, and that's why it had to be moved back.
Obviously. Which is a process that that Ray went through, Mr. Tomsetti went through to get the approvals through DENREC for. So now really all we're seeking is the approval for the cantilever deck as well as the elevator.
And if I can assist, Chair, the line you're looking at there on the county's zoning map has not been delineated by way of any professional survey. It is there as a reminder that that line exists. The actual rules for the line is that it's measured landward 30 feet from the dune line, which requires some on-site surveying. But so just to clarify that that's the approximate location of the line. So, yeah.
And there is a topo survey in here that does show that as well.
Any other questions?
I've got a couple.
Mr. Sharp.
The Pierce Avenue, I take it it won't have any effect on visibility on that road or anything?
No, I went by and looked at the property, and no, I don't believe that it will.
Same thing with Beach Avenue?
Same thing. It will definitely not impact Beach Avenue nor Pierce Avenue.
Any discussions with neighbors? Sir, we'll have to have you sworn in.
Hold on.
No, we'll get you sworn in here in a minute.
You can,
so.
Would you like to have him be sworn in so we can maybe answer questions?
I think
questions?
We would probably like to do that.
Sure.
Why don't you step up, sir? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Roland Bell, 2 Beach Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. So.
Rehoboth or Dewey Beach?
It's Rehoboth.
The technical address is Rehoboth, but it is on the south side of Dewey.
Right.
And I guess the question was, had you had discussions with neighbors?
So I talked to my neighbor behind me, the one number 15, and he's in support of it.
Have there been any complaints about the location of your house?
No.
The other question is, you heard the statements made by Ms. P.
Yes, I did.
You believe those to be true and correct?
Yes, I do. The only question I had was that you mentioned something to a permit in 2006. I'm unaware of anything in 2006 regarding my house.
There was a variance requested.
Do you know who's by?
Mr. Abbott. It was essentially to consider whether the property was the orientation of the property, so determining that the ocean was the front side.
My guess is what happened there, I'm trying to find it, that there could be hearings before the board to determine whether or not, and actually I don't think this was before the board, this was before the commission.
Oh, that I wouldn't know about.
No.
And what the commission can do is they can determine what is the front, what is the side, the rear, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had, as I explained before, we've had those cases where there's properties on the Atlantic Ocean where they would like the benefit of being further away from the ocean side so they could be they could build away from that.
Sure.
So I think that was probably the case here. That's from January of 06. So it's possible that was filed. You said you bought your land in 05, as mm-hmm. I recall. So it would have either been you.
It wasn't specifically for that property. It was front yard determination. It says Pepper Avenue.
Oh, okay. My next one probably.
Could be.
Do you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pepper Avenue would be, yep, the one parallel.
Mr. Abbott advised the commission that this is a request to have the Atlantic Ocean considered the front yard for setback purposes for a new dwelling. That the commission has the authority to consider a water body, the front yard for setback purposes, and that if this request is approved, the setbacks would be 30 feet from the easterly property line, 10 feet from the northerly property line, 10 feet from the westerly property line, and 15 feet from the southerly property line.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a approve it. Nothing else? Anyone? Okay, I'll ask if there's anyone. Is there anyone in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, we'll recess for 5 minutes to see if...